Well, the first thing on the agenda tonight is swearing in us, because if we don't get sworn in, we don't have.
Do you swear you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of mayor of the city of Franklin to the best of your abilities, so help you God?
I do.
Alderwoman Wilhelm has already been personally sworn in, so the next is Alderman Hanneman. I didn't make him memorize it, so go ahead. Do you swear you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of Alderwoman to the best of your abilities, so help you God?
I will.
I'll have you sign. Do you swear you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of Alderman to the best of your abilities, so help you God?
I do.
Well, yours is a little bit different, so I only memorize yours once every 4 years.
That's good, because I'm a little bit different too, so.
Do you swear you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin, and will administer justice without respect to persons, and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of municipal judge to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I will.
Congratulations.
Without objections, let's move to item G1. Oh, yeah, sorry. A call to order the April 21st Common Council meeting. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, without objection, we move to item G1, which is a resolution to amend a resolution and ratification of a proclamation on a public health emergency, which will allow us to transmit this meeting via electronic means. Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Alderman Nelson.
One of the things that maybe I'm not seeing it in this document is my concern that this information is brought up immediately to the first responders. Excuse me.
No.
I want to go back to this one thing. I want to strike the date of June 1st to whatever the state's going to put as the implementation date. My fault. So instead of June 1st, on page 21, it says from this date here up to June 1st. I want to, because this thing is too fluid, so I figured we'd reword that to not to get rid of June 1 and just put the time frame that the state adopts.
Mr. City Attorney.
This local emergency declaration applicable to the city by the Common Council only does a few things as opposed to what the state emergency orders do. And those few things include authorizing the health emergency manager, fire department chief, as well as the public health officer to undertake what they need. And it also authorizes the ability of the public to listen and view the meetings. And if this proclamation resolution amendment is approved, also to participate by way of communication for citizen comment period and public hearing notices. When this was put together, the thought was, with regard to the timing, all things considered, This doesn't say you cannot open or any of those things. It just authorizes this virtual meeting and participation process for another 40 days.
So then, Counselor, you're okay with the date of June 1st in there?
Yes.
Okay.
And because it's doesn't include all the terms and provisions of the state orders.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, there's a huge delay on the video and what's going on this end with the voice. So everything's way out of whack on my end. I don't know how the other aldermen are seeing.
My advice to you is listen to the audio. Do not look at the video. There's nothing we can do about the video. Alderman Mayor.
It doesn't mention specifically council members to listen to the meetings. Are we considered with the public? Give the public the ability to listen online or by phone, but it doesn't mention council members.
That was previous action. That was done in previous action.
Okay, so that
can you clarify which item we're on?
G1. We're going to go back to that because we've got a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
We're violating open meetings laws.
Okay, we're going to move back now to citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter?
Mayor, I have a request from a citizen.
Judge Clements first, and then Alderman Wilhelm.
Fred Clements, 9399 South Cobblestone Way, Unit A, Franklin. I have four things to say. Two of them are going to be pretty brief, so I'll just go through those very quickly. First of all, congratulations to all those who were elected or reelected. As you know, service to the community is one of the most important things a person can ever do in their life. I know all of you take this job very, very seriously. You put in a lot of time and hours far beyond what you get compensated for. So I'd like to thank all of you for being willing to do this and take on the responsibilities. Thank you all. Second, I'd like to thank former Alderman Steve Taylor for his years of service to the community. Now that he's no longer Alderman, I would like to congratulate him on that. The most important thing I have to say, though, is that we had an election a couple weeks ago that was probably unprecedented, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but perhaps in the entire United States, in that we had up until a week, 10 days, some cases 2 or 3 days before the election, uncertainty as to whether the election was actually going to occur, uncertainty as to who was going to administer it, uncertainty about dates on the absentee ballots and that kind of thing. And the two things that struck me out of that whole experience is how lucky we are to have the city clerk that we have, and how lucky we are. And how lucky we are to have the number of poll workers, and that's in large part thanks to Sandy as well, because she has to recruit these people. And many of the people are a bit older, and many of them are understandably very cautious and very concerned about safety and that type of thing, for which I certainly don't blame them. And again, I think Sandy did a magnificent job of overseeing that and setting that all up. And I just, as I said a moment ago, I'll just repeat myself. We are so blessed and so lucky to have the city clerk that we do. The final thing is, and I'm going to try to make this kind of quick, and I probably will get moans and groans, but I'm going to say it anyways. I was first elected to public office in 1990 as mayor, and my daughter at that time, Julianne, was 6 years old. And my wife heard Julianne telling some of the neighborhood kids that she was playing with, you know, I'm the mayor's daughter. My dad is the mayor, so I'm the mayor's daughter. I'm the mayor's daughter. So Joanne brought Julianne in and said, you know, Julianne, nothing has changed. You're still just Julianne Clements. I don't want to hear these airs of you're the mayor's daughter and all that. Nothing's different. You're still just plain Julianne Clements. Got it? Got it. So 2 or 3 days after that, Julianne and I are grocery shopping at the old Sentry on 76 and Rawson, and a gentleman comes up to us and says, Mr. Mayor, I just want to introduce myself and congratulate you on winning and all that. And little girl, I know who you are. You're the mayor's daughter, aren't you? And Julianne looked up at him and said, you know, I thought I was too, but my mom says I'm not. So needless to say, that person moved to Oak Creek a couple weeks later. But so anyways, congratulations to all of you, and let's have a next good session here for the Common Council.
To you too, Judge.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Kosovich, good evening. I promised Alderman Wilhelm next. Pete, one second. Alderman Wilhelm. Okay. Mr. Kosovich, good evening.
Good evening. Pete Kosovich, 8170 South 28th Street. I just wanted to stop by and welcome Sherry to the council. I was behind her all the way, and I'm sure she's going to do a good job. And congratulations to you, Mayor Olson, also for getting reelected.
Thank you, Pete.
Certainly the choices were not particularly good. I mean, as far as your opponent, I would never have voted for him.
Thank you, Pete.
So. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I will close. Well, first I want to say Judge Clement's comments were very appropriate about the clerk's office. And I've said this before since the election, but I did have opportunity to see the clerk's office at work. And even as late as, what was it, 8:30? The night before the election, 9 o'clock, when our governor said, election's off by executive order, Sandy did keep her wits about her as I was uttering some choice words, but Sandy kept her wits about her and said, we're moving forward, and thank God she did. I think our operation was the model for the entire state. Sandy had a plan. She had the safety of our constituents in mind and the poll workers. And all of his dire predictions that we heard were proven to not come true, especially here in Franklin. And we'll hear more about that in 2 seconds. So with that, I will close the citizens' comment period. Thank you for those comments, Fred. Appreciate it very much. I'll close the citizens' comment period. We move on to mayoral announcements, which will be a report from Courtney Day, our health officer, and our incident commander for the COVID-19 pandemic. And Mike, can you grab one of those wireless microphones, please? One more.
Hit green. Any green.
There you go.
Okay. All right, good evening. I won't take too much of your time tonight. I'll just go over brief highlights and then take any questions that you have. The numbers I'm going to give, if they're not on the city website at this point, they will be shortly. So these are the most recent numbers for Franklin as of about 5 o'clock this evening. Currently, there are 37 Franklin residents who have tested positive for COVID-19 since March 14th of 2020. Of those 37, 18 of them are still under what we consider active surveillance, meaning that they're still symptomatic and they're still isolated at home. 16 residents have recovered, meaning that they have met the criteria to be released from isolation and are no longer symptomatic or a threat to transmit the disease in the community. We have had 3 deaths, but nothing for the last several weeks. And there have been 291 negative test results in Franklin. So again, these are of the people who have been tested. I understand that their need or the number in Franklin is probably much larger than that, but we don't know those numbers. We only have the numbers from the testing. The dashboard, as some people have mentioned for Milwaukee County, does show Franklin as having 90 cases. Those include 53 confirmed positive cases at the House of Correction. Those numbers I have pulled out of my daily reporting, since the numbers at the House of Correction will go up and down depending on how the lab results come in, as well as how the House of Corrections filled out the laboratory forms when they were being tested. There is a separate website that the county executive's office has started for positive cases for all correctional facilities within the county that will have the most up-to-date information that they are seeing through their laboratory. So there is a bit of a delay between their medical staff getting the records and them being entered into our database, and for whatever reason, some of them aren't showing up in the county EOM database. So the most accurate information for House of Corrections, you can go to that county exec page for the most accurate, up-to-date Franklin-specific cases. I'll continue to do those daily. I have seen some requests on social media to put those House of Correction numbers back into our daily briefing so people don't have to go to two sites. So I will include a line in those posts as well, so people don't have to travel to two websites. Be happy to take any questions anybody has about anything going on right now.
Before that, it's important to note that we are not responsible for those House of Corrections numbers and the accuracy of those numbers. That's totally up to them.
Yeah, we have three staff, three of my staff dedicated to helping the House of Corrections, two on the staff side of things, the officers. There's a little bit more involved with getting their results and making sure the appropriate health department knows if they need to follow up, if anyone tests positive. And then I have one nurse working with their medical staff to make sure the inmates are being triaged, isolated appropriately.
And it's important to note that we technically, although, well, I'll just say that technically we're responsible for those inmates and staff until they get assigned to their home communities. We're technically responsible for their public health needs. I am in the middle of negotiating with the county for reimbursement of the costs of our staff to do this with 103 inmates and four staff. It's occupying a lot of our staff time, and it's not fair to the taxpayers of the city of Franklin to be paying for county services like that. So in your packets there's a report from the Franklin Police Chief Rick Oliva. He's pleased and I'm pleased, and so is Miss Day, that the police department continues to be asymptomatic. There are no police officers with the virus. Chief, we're still good at the fire department. Thumbs up, baby. That's what I like to see. Thank you. Appreciate that. As I mentioned last meeting, fire department has stepped up big time. And that's about all we want to say about that. Any questions for Ms. Day relative to the response? I will say, Alderman Barber. Our EOC team did meet yesterday in case the state Supreme Court throws out the Order 28, and there is no, there would be no transition period. And I think we all agreed, there's nothing official yet, but we all agreed that a rollback is more important than a drop dead in terms of how we view transition to an open businesses. I've since had a number of meetings with the area mayors and village presidents. At least on the south side, we all share that opinion. So we're covered. There's no agreements, but we're all covered in the same mindset that if the Supreme Court bails on the governor's orders, there's kind of sort of a plan. So it's not going to be pandemonium. It's not going to be one-off business. And Courtney's had her meetings with health officers. Fire chief's involved in it all the time. McClea, the police officers, they like me and us are sworn to uphold the law. So we will do that, and that's the name of that game. Questions? So, okay, thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to the business items. Item C is approval of the regular common council meeting minutes of April 6th. Madam Clerk.
There was an amendment to item G16, which Alderwoman Hanneman had caught, and the amendment has been included in your mailboxes. I'm not sure if there's a new one here, but it would, the minutes would be as amended.
Do we know what the amendment was?
The correction, instead of 4,000, there's too many numbers in the...
Item G16 should read $4,082.50.
Correct.
Is there a motion to approve with the amendment?
So moved.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Mayer? And with that correction? With those two corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion? Well, let's do roll call because we've got phone people.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to organizational business. Item 1 is aldermanic appointments. Any request for separate action? Seeing none. Alderman Wilhelm.
Just that the term for the quarry is 3 years for the last.
That's correct.
Resolution that we adopted.
Thank you very much. The clerk was about to mention that, but great. Okay.
Oh, okay, Peter, do it.
Yeah, you did. Item F is a 3-year term, not a 2-year. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions.